Right, it's July 17th, 2019, and this is Anglo-Saxon Israelites Podcast, and my name is Bella Judith, and today we have Austin Abbey here, and they're very well informed on the Jewish question and what it means to be an Anglo-Saxon Israelite. So you guys, there seems to be a lot of censoring going on, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I had 3 YouTube channels deleted, terminated, and all my Facebooks terminated, exposing the fraudulent Jews. They don't like that because, you know, they always control the opposition, right? So, yeah. So I'm starting all over on BitChute, and we're going to try to get the word out on the truth. So, Austin, what do you think it means to be an Anglo-Saxon Israelite?
Lately, as of late, I've just been going back in my family tree and researching my crest and kind of like the tribe I'd be associated with and my heritage, my people, my ancestry. And I've kind of traced it down that it's mainly German in origin. And even considering I may have possibility Ashkenazi Jewish running in my blood, because apparently that was part of what I was stumbling upon as well.
Wow, that's interesting. So, okay, so Abby, what do you believe it means to be an Anglo-Saxon Israelite?
I believe that it's we the present day, I guess, Americans, Europeans, are actually also referred to as Caucasian and Adamites, which trace all the way back to the Bible to the Israelites. And I believe that we were the ones that Christ said he came for his people. We are the lost sheep that many, you know, we are lost because no one realizes that they truly are an Israelite. The Israelites never died off. And they attribute certainly an art of Jews.
Yes, yes, fantastic. Well, we know in about 730 BC, the two houses of Israel were taken captive. One house by the Assyrians and one by the Babylonians, and they escaped over the Caucasus Mountains, and that's where we get the name Caucasians. They went through the Black Sea and onto the Daryl Pass, which they called the Israelite Pass, and then on into Russia, and then into Europe. So there's a lot of evidence for us being the Anglo-Saxon Israelites.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And it's, you know, isn't it something how it's a subject that's not taught in any mainstream religious schooling? Regular schooling, most definitely not. And, nowhere, actually. It's like, yeah. This is information that we have to stumble across and dig for. And it's really sad because it's it changes history completely. And not look on much.
Go ahead, Austin.
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. So Isaac's sons, Saxons means Isaac's sons. And I just wanted to kind of, you know, create some definitions here before we, you know, go on talking. But I believe that Jesus told the Jews that their father is the devil, and in John chapter 8, and that Abraham isn't their father, but Esau is their father, and they lost the bloodline by race mixing with the Canaanites. So the Jews would be of the bloodline of Cain. And I think what people don't realize is that Eve didn't just eat an apple, but she actually had intercourse with Satan. And he gave birth to Cain. And so the white race are actually the Adamites. And Adam means to blush or be ruddy. So we are the race that blushes. And the Canaanites are blue bloods. And we know this. We found evidence that there's a molecule, hyominicin. I never can remember that name, but it's a blue blood molecule, and it is in the shape of the Star of David, which is the Star of Remphan. So I find that fascinating. You guys ever heard of that or seen that?
Oh, I saw it, and it is amazing. And you know,
it's hemomycin, yeah.
There's
yeah,
no way
isn't it?
Incidents, you know, and you know they were using that star, you know, so there had to have been a higher intelligence, which definitely tells you that the fallen angels, that would all be legit. That the fallen angels were here, and they provided those living at that time with advanced information, obviously. They knew this. You know, these symbols don't come out of thin air. There's a reason, I believe there's a reason for everything.
Right. You know? They use a lot of symbols. We've talked about this for years, Abby. I mean, they use a lot of symbols, and they code a lot of their news story. Well, most all their news stories and movies and everything with their symbolism. Why do you think they do that?
I don't know. Who was it? Was it Tesla that said that there's more power in the numbers and symbols than what we realize? I'm not sure if it was him or not.
Yeah.
There's something to all this. I mean, or even when you look at the creation, how there's a certain patterns and rhythms and they all correspond with numbers. There's something to it all where it all works together. And obviously then there's something that we have yet to understand. You know, but otherwise these symbols wouldn't be used everywhere.
Mm-hmm. See, I know on my YouTube channel.
I don't know what it means.
On my YouTube channel, I expose a lot of their symbolism, but they didn't like that.
Yeah.
And I think they believe if they tell us in symbolism, then they can absolve themselves from lying or whatever they believe. They have to tell us what they're going to do first, and they tell us in movies and songs and all sorts of things, huh?
Madness, I believe is what it's called.
What was that, Austin?
It's a type of particular teaching in Freemasonry. It's called, I think it's called Method of the Madness or Method of the Revelation. It's, it gives energy to the actual occultic event, because you're manifesting the truth to the masses before it happens. And when it actually happens, it has just that much more impact and effect.
So there's something to that.
Revelation, it's called Revelation of the Method.
Fascinating.
A type of predictive programming or prime direct.
So did you ever see that conference, how they, you know, the secret that people say there's the power of conjuring things up in your mind and, you know, maybe writing it every day or thinking it constantly every day, that helps to manifest what you want? Have you ever read about that? You know, that's called the secret.
I know Crowley and Anton LaVey they went into that because it's manifesting your consciousness and creating your reality. They believe in, in types of Satanism and occultism, they believe that they're little gods, and that by you speaking as God spoke, formed, they themselves think that they, by them, their speech and conversation, that they can create and mold and shape the reality that they desire.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is that secret that they promote in advertising, and there's tech, you know, they have books on it and videos on it, but they're saying that, you know, I guess we're all little gods, that we can manifest our own reality, and that the universe will work with us, with our subconscious and with our conscious mind to create what we desire. And so I'm guessing that that's has to do with all these, that works in tangent with all the symbols somehow. Bella?
Yeah, well, it definitely has power, because if you look around you, everyone's asleep and it's right in our faces and nobody sees it.
Yeah.
You know? You try to tell people this stuff and they look at you with this blank stare.
I just think there's more to these symbols that we don't understand.
Well, I believe the star of Remphan, it's two triangles. One goes down and one goes up. The one going down represents the angels of heaven, and the one going up is the women of the earth, and they mixed race with the fallen angels and Satan. And this is, you know, this is in the Bible, in, you know, in Genesis 1:6. Do you have that scripture on hand, Austin? Do you know where it talks about the fallen angels came and mated with the women of the earth?
When the sons of God came into
the sons
daughters
of God.
Of men?
Yeah. Isn't that, that's Genesis. What chapter is that? I don't have my notes. But we know that they're, you know, that's what it is. It's a mixture of the bloodlines,
Genesis,
the angelic bloodlines.
6:1-5.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And so they are the blue bloods, and you know, we see the police officers with their blue uniforms and wearing the Star of David, and they're called cops, and their blood is copper based. So I find that interesting.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's a cam that they wear. I think it's called Exxon or Axon, and it's on all the body cam, like the shootings and everything. If you look on the footage, top upper right hand corner, it's actually three yellow sixes in the shape of a pyramid.
Oh wow. Well, they are, it is a Freemasonic institution, and I believe that the Masonic institution is based on the Kabbalah Talmud. Would you agree with that, Austin?
Yeah, I have talked to some Fraternal Order police, and part of their ceremonies do induct into the Temple of Solomon, so they do take parts from the Bible itself.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. This is our first podcast, and we are trying to establish who's who and who's Jew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at history, like the Bolshevik Revolution and Germany and all these genocides, it's always the white people that are being genocided. And we're kind of jumping around, but I believe that the First and Second World War was for the Jews to steal Israel and, you know, through the Balfour Declaration and take it illegally. So do you have any information?
Through different family lineages like Rothschilds and Rockefellers?
Yeah. When the bankers all got power was when Napoleon let the Jews out of the slums. And then they sent all of the family of the Rothschilds all over the world and created their banking systems. And from then on, you know, they really took the world over.
Oh my God.
That's when it's
in on it.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Abby.
Hitler was in on it. You know, I believe Hitler was in on the whole thing. It just points to that.
Yeah.
You know, how can this art student, you know, become this great military leader? And, you know, he just reminds me like a charismatic leader, like how fake Trump is. That's what it reminds me of now when I think of it now. And that everything had to take place in order for Israel to even happen. They needed somebody just like how they have Trump now.
Exactly. And what they do is they create the Hegelian dialectic where problem reaction solution, where they control both sides and then come up with an answer, you know. And so yeah. they always join the opposition and control it from both sides, you know. Not only did they steal our identity and create the fake Judeo-Christian, you know, Christian religion, but they've just tricked everybody. You know, they've deceived everybody into believing that they're the Israelites and that Israel belongs to them. And so, I mean, even today, like Stormfront and all these other right-wing operations are controlled by the Jews. You know, YouTube owns, you know, do you agree that them being 2% of the population, that they're way overrepresented in our institutions?
I believe they're well over 2% of the population. I think that's all bullcrap.
Yeah.
Because they've infiltrated every race around the planet. You know, and I just really do believe. I mean, I was reading something about just in South America alone, there were millions and millions of South Americans that they traced, the Jewish DNA. And they stopped with the research because they were afraid that all the South Americans would try to get money and declare them, you know, like Holocaust victim relatives.
Yeah.
We were afraid that they were going to try to collect if they went on any further.
Well, there's so many books written and so much evidence that the Holocaust is just a hoax.
Yes.
It's, you know, people can go study that and find information on that.
I just feel sorry for the people that just they can't wrap their head around the fact that Hitler was a part of the whole thing. You know, it's like they follow him like I keep comparing Trump. Like,
yeah.
God, you know, it's like they treat him like they worship him like he was a god. You know, it's the Bible says never, no other gods are before him. And
well, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. It's amazing what they've been able to pull off. You know, and
definitely well done.
Yeah, you have to give him credit for that. And we've tried to wake people up, and they just keep, you know, cutting us off so that every time we get anywhere, you know, we lose our YouTube channels and we lose our Facebooks, we lose all of our, like, I lost my website, everything. I mean, I had a video on white genocide in South Africa that had almost 500,000 views in 4 days. And then on that fourth day, they took my whole channel down without even a warning. So this genocide's going on right now. And they, you know, all this immigration that's happening in Europe is just part of their plan to destroy our race. It's unbelievable, you know.
What's really unbelievable are the people that I have ran across that have said that they didn't have a problem with previous white countries being infiltrated with other cultures, because they said that then we will finally have, you know, world peace when we're all one, we're all blended into one thing. It's like, how, you know, talk about giving credit for brainwashing on that one. You know, I mean, and I've ran across a few people like that, where it does not faze them at all. They think it's a good thing. And I cannot tell you that how many people I've ran across where they've showed me pictures of their grandchildren, and their grandchildren are—they're all brown, you know.
Yeah, and it's really sad.
And it seems to really be prevalent. And I don't know if it's just me, the people that I know, but they're always a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman giving birth to a brown baby. And,
yes, and you know, these other races are pre-adamant races in the garden. The trees were family trees, and there wasn't a sufficient mate for Adam because they were all another race. And so he took, so Yahweh took the rib from Adam and created Eve, and you know, that they would be twins. And I believe that's the Twin Towers for the 9/11, because they want to create, they believe that Adam was both male and female of Baphomet. So they want to create a whole race of beings that are Baphomets. It's worse than even just race mixing. Wow. You know, and I mean, there's a lot of people on YouTube that have been making quite a few videos on all of the people in Hollywood who are male and female. They're, you know, they're trans. They either call them transvestites or whatever, but I believe they're born that way. And so they want to destroy our race, you know, and create their own race. Would you agree with that, Austin?
Yeah, I think Lady Gaga mentioned that too a couple years ago in 2012, as she said a race within a race.
Yeah. Yeah, when you try to tell people that, you know, those aren't women that you're, you know, doing your thing to, if you know what I mean. I feel people are just crazy. They just, you know, they, I don't know. It's really sad. And I don't think we can do anything. You know, you're always going to have to stop this, you know, before, you know, it gets out of hand. But we are in serious trouble. And so I guess we're trying to wake everybody up to what's going on, right? I mean, I know Austin and I have had some really great conversations about some stuff, and you're really knowledgeable, Austin, so speak up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the transgender movement really is, it's, what people don't know is it's been there the entire time, and then now with the LGBTQ kind of guys, they've had more ability to kind of advance what they're doing with that as a distraction to the masses. But people don't know it's been there the entire time, and that it goes back to the brotherhood. It's, you know, this quote-unquote brotherly love is actually really intimate love. It's not as... it wouldn't be God ordained, and this is just how they roll. It's just, this is just how they control dominance and move over the masses at large. As of late, Taylor Swift just made a new video, a new music video, and trying to think the name of it, but in the video, right at the beginning, it says that, okay, so it's called You Need to Calm Down. And right in the very beginning, it says that I am a rich man. And Taylor Swift had a lot of questions concerning, is it possibly a transgender? And then there's also a lot of pictures that have come out as of late of kind of like an Adam's apple going on there. So this is just how they do it. And they control the narrative. And the whole song, actually, if you listen to it, is about kind of like the alt-right or the Christians being upset about the LGBTQ issue, and that they shouldn't, and that they should be more tolerant and loving considering the matter. So you can tell that either through perversion or homosexuality that they're gaining a lot of foothold on society at large.
Yes, that's so true. And you know, they're all sodomites, and they sodomize their children at a very young age, and they instill demons, legion, into them through sodomy, and they create this MK Ultra mind splits, where they create many, many personas in one person, and that's the way they can control them. I find it fascinating, the president, who he puts up a 666 fingers, and he always makes these lips that look like an anus. And I know that's just weird, but I see these things, and I think he's like just mocking us, you know, because they're all sodomites, and they're all Baphomet. So anyway, it's just a sick world. And what do you think about the all these transvestigators, Abby?
On
YouTube, do you think they're doing a good job exposing them? And I'm amazed that they even allow them. You know, they're not going to let us be on YouTube exposing that we're the Israelites. I mean, that's just a given. You know, they don't. Once the Israelites wake up, it's over for them. But you know, so they'll allow a lot of YouTubers to talk about certain subjects.
Regarding transvestigation, real quick, if I can interject, I do believe that a lot of those people are controlled opposition. I think they're actually even Masons themselves that are doing a lot of those videos.
Okay. Who? I mean, we don't have to name names, but kind of give us an idea, what you're talking about.
Basically, it's going to be, you can pick up on their speech, and sometimes they're too knowledgeable about the subject. Something that doesn't seem like somebody would just have investigated and come upon themselves. They seem to know an intimate detail about the matter, so it kind of seems as if they're alluding to the fact that they already know, and that they're just damage control, so the masses won't start actually connecting the dots. I think one guy's name is Transpocalypse. I would be very cautious of him, but I know that there is a sect of masonry that is used as specifically damage control. And they're actually tied in a few different areas on YouTube that are gained grounds in popularity. One is in the Flat Earth community. A lot of them have kind of went over there and kind of held the ship on that. The transvestigation community and the conspiracy community. And those are your basic conspiracies, like the moon landing, 9/11, inside jobs, false flags. All those kind of things have been kind of being monitored closely by them, I would say, as of late.
So, do you think that, like, Yahweh is just, they know that he's waking people up and that they have to do damage control? I think it's divine intervention. That they know.
I would definitely think that they're definitely doing something because they feel threatened. And they wouldn't act upon these matters if they felt that they had it in the bag. So I know that something is bothering them to the point that they'd be willing to go these lengths to do something about it, I would say.
So all these people coming out and talking about their MK Ultra experiences and their abuse, like Isaac Cappy and some of those different people out there that have joined up with this MKUltra, exposing all their traumas, and naming politicians and religious leaders and different people. Do you think they're telling the truth, or what's going on?
I would say if it deals with someone of high-ranking power or authority, yes. I don't believe that you can reach any pinnacle position of power, authority, or influence in on this world stage without going through the ranks of initiation and all the things that they do. They're all on the same team, and they use divide and conquer at their advantage, but what people don't know is behind closed doors, they're all eating at the same table. They all are on the same team. They all go and fund and further the same agenda. But when it comes to lights, camera, action, they all are at each other's throats, and I'm their enemies and everything else. The biggest thing with that is to explain would be the Trump and Hillary fiasco, where Trump is talking about I'd be president, she'd be in jail, and investigating Obamacare and everything, and then they're all at a banquet, and nothing has ever been pressed against Hillary, and it never will, and it's just all entertainment, really. It's just something to keep people distracted and busy from seeing what's really going on.
So are you alluding to the Pizzagate scandal?
That's still going on too as well. The latest thing I know about that, if you Google search about Pizzagate right now, a lot of websites on Google that I know actually try to flat out debunk it, like as if it never happened. And it's really hard to catch a lead on it now that people are actually still furthering it. So that, I can tell, probably had a lot of big names, and they were willing to do anything necessary to get that covered up. Kind of like with the Epstein pedo island thing going on right now. A lot of names are probably in that as well, and they don't want that getting out.
So now they bring up the Area 51 to distract that. There's always a distraction. Whenever we start to get close to the truth, they throw things out there to throw everyone off. Horrible.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest example of that, I would think, would be 9/11. When Rumsfeld is a day before September 10th, 2001, is talking about $3 or $4 trillion went missing from the Pentagon's black budget. And everybody's like, whoa, what's going on with that? And then the next day, just so happens that one of those quote unquote planes actually hit the part of the Pentagon that was doing the investigation on that matter. So, they're pretty smart. And when anybody gets wind of anything, they're quick to cover it up any means necessary. Even if it means literally starting a war, they're more than happy to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And and they fund both sides of the wars. They always fund all of it. I don't understand how people don't get that they control the media. They control social media. They control all the news stations.
Nobody around me, Bella. I feel so alone here. Literally, one person I was able to recruit locally that gets it. And everyone else that I speak to, they look at me like I'm speaking a foreign language. Every time I bring this up, they tell me, oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. Ha-ha. That's all I hear. And just blow it off. It's like they can't even wrap their head. They won't even begin to even open up their mind to even contemplate that the Jews are doing what they're doing. And then, of course, as soon as you say that, oh, you're a racist.
the term racist is they created that word.
Yeah.
They create all these definitions to use as a brainwashing tool, right? I mean,
to shut you down.
Yeah.
To make you feel, there's emotional connections, to make you feel shame, to make you feel stupid, to make you feel like an outcast,
So do you think that they are trying to isolate everybody? I mean, like, they want us to all be isolated in our own little
No doubt.
Cubicle, so that we can't, you know.
Yeah, they want you to just be stuck, each person stuck on their own island. You know, I mean, they know. I don't think any of us would ever be able to really truly gather. It would have to be God ordained at this point. I mean, how could you? You know, especially, you know, look, Bella, when you tried to, you were making headway, making progress, you got shut down. Just like that, David James on Eurofolk. He was doing well, and he realized he was in a pit of vipers. So he had to, out of, I don't know, a decade he was with them, he had to drop out and start all over again on BitChute. And so it's like they're gathering. It's like they're shutting down all the paths and making everyone go down the same road, like BitChute or that Gab. And they're just, I guess they're making it easy to collect everyone and know who everyone is. Know who the ones that are not going to shut up. Know where they are and have them at easy access to where they are. And then whenever they're all there, then shut that down or whatever they're going to do. That's my thoughts on that. I mean, that's just theory.
Laura Loomer, who's a Jew, came out with an article saying that they're going to take the app down for Gab because Google's not going to support the content, you know, that's on Gab that is anti-Semitic, which is a really funny word because they're not Semites, okay? They're not Semites. The Caucasian race are the Israelites. And like I said, like in John chapter 8, when Jesus was trying to tell them, you know, your father is not Abraham, because Esau mixed race with the Canaanites. And they lost the bloodline to Jacob, Israel. And now they want it back. And they're trying to, they've been trying to steal it back from, you know, day one.
Yeah.
And it just seems, you know, I don't understand why people can't see this. I don't understand why people cannot see that the white male is the target. I mean, they're using every means possible to destroy our race, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, like, okay, you have to have the time to educate yourself on this. So a lot of people just don't have that luxury. They, you know, they have families, they have to work, you know, 40 plus hours a week, some have two jobs. You know, some are just so preoccupied with just surviving, that there's literally no time to take to even do the research. You know, I mean, us, we're the lucky few that have either stumbled across or have the time to educate ourselves on what we know. And
I think that's why we've been making videos and having creating our websites and doing all these things, because we want to try to make it easier for people to understand, you know, so they don't have to read all day, and that we can give them some information. But, you know, they keep cutting us off, and on BitChute, it's hard to get, you know, there's not a huge crowd on there like there is on YouTube.
No.
And, of course, we have no access to mainstream, you know.
No, but I think, so you're not able to make any YouTubes at all?
No, I'm banned from Facebook and YouTube. Yep. For exposing the Jews. And they don't, you know, they run, they own YouTube and they own Google. So they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So.
It's really, it's definitely getting old. And, you know, what I'm finding more is what Austin said, that there's a lot of people that are you know, they're in there and they're posing as legit people. I can't remember what word you used. Awesome.
I use control opposition and damage control, but Bella also had a good thing on that because I was mentioning Andrew Anglin's Daily Stormer. She had told me that he's a Jewish front, so.
Oh, yeah, they always control. I mean, it's just a given. They always join the opposition and control it, just like Alex Jones. I mean, I figured him out from day one, way back, 2011.
He's
Jewish. I mean, he's admitted to being a Jew, so.
It's like with Trump, it's like that's what opened my eyes. When I saw that Trump was running for president, out of all the people in the world, I thought, this clown, another actor, another, you know, person that, you know, talking about the working man, and this guy has never had his, you know, hands dirty. I was thinking to myself, there's something desperately wrong here. So that's the only thing I give Trump credit for, is that he opened up my eyes.
Another thing is, a lot of people will say it's not just the Jews, and that's true, because, well, when you define a Jew as a Canaanite, then, you know, you can group them all together, but we know that the tribe of Dan mixed race with the Canaanites, and they were the Phoenicians, and they worshipped Moloch and Saturn and all those things, and all these symbolisms that we see today about Saturn and all that comes from the Phoenicians. And our language, phonics, comes from the Phoenicians. And Trump's family is from Scotland, and they would be the tribe of Dan, part of the tribe of Dan. And so he's a Danite, but since they mixed race with the Canaanites, you know, they're the same group. If you go in Google, the tribe of Dan went to Greece when they, in about, you know, 720 BC, and they left Babylon and Assyria. They went and built ships, and they left their name all over the map, you know. So I know, like, in the Christian identity crowd, they don't want to admit that there's one of our tribes that's contaminated, you know, or their blood's contaminated with Canaanite blood. And that's why you don't find them in Revelations as one of the 12 tribes. It's not there, because they, you know, they race mixed, and so they're doomed. You know, and in the future, I'll be making videos with more detailed information, but I just wanted to kind of start a podcast and start something up and, you know, get it going and get some basic information out there and about this kind of stuff, and encourage people to go and read and to look these things up, because there's information out there if you really want to find it.
I'm noticing, though, you have to dig deeper than you had to a few years ago. I am noticing that when you Google things, it seems like you have to go in a few pages to find proper definitions and whatnot.
Like the Tuatha De Danann and the Druids and the Vikings and all these pagan societies are Canaanites. They're the tribe of Dan. The Merovingians, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, have you studied any of that kind of stuff, Austin? Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, I kind of was reading David Lane's work. He was a white nationalist. He actually killed a Jewish radio talk show, and he was facing life incarcerment. But upon reading the 1488, and he's the guy who did the 14 words. He was a white nationalist, but led under pagan kind of origin. He worshipped and followed the teachings of Odin, and that's that Norse kind of mythology, kind of Viking kind of stuff. And even though it appears to be kind of like an instruction or a teaching for the white race, I do believe it does an injustice both to our God, the Creator, and that it is kind of, it leaves you in want, and it doesn't really answer any of the other issues that are going on as we see. So there's definitely this kind of pagan kind of false identity in the white movement as well that I think is doing a lot of injustice to the white identity as whole, collectively.
That's very true. So do you spend a lot of time on Daily Stormer? Have you noticed?
I keep tabs open on it just because there is a lot of like-minded individuals that see the basic things that are kind of contrary and wrong with today's society. And I'm just trying to keep in tabs on where they're at. And a lot of it is European. A lot of them are in Britain and France and parts of Belgium, Germany. But there's a lot in this country. And I'm just trying to think, you know, how to reach them or where would be a good kind of area to get in touch with these individuals had telecommunications or whatever in the future go down, and how we would necessarily be able to kind of intermingle or have a type of conversation with these people. Because I do believe, I know that that is a front website, but I do believe it's good to keep tabs on where our people are at, because people are getting very agitated, and patience is really running low. And I think that's just because collectively we're being bombarded with so much wickedness and darkness on the daily that it is affecting people. Because Abby said, we do, there are people who do have families, do have children, and they don't want their future to be inherited by this madness that is literally being pushed all across the world right now.
Yeah, madness is a good word. Evil.
It seems like, when I was on Facebook, I had thousands of followers because I was gathering all the white nationalists to teach them that we're the Israelites and that the paganism is, you know, of the Canaanites and the Hittites and all those groups. And, you know, I just kept getting shut down. And finally, they terminated me completely, and I am not allowed to make a channel anymore. but I see what you're saying, because I was trying to do that. And we need a central place to meet. We need to gather phone numbers and addresses and ways to communicate if the internet goes down, you know.
Definitely.
So we need to work towards something like that.
Yeah, just because how I'm seeing it is with all these things going on, these false flags and instigated chaos and everything, I think what they're trying to do is force some type of martial law event so that they can shut the grid down completely and then just let chaos ensue upon society at large.
Yeah, I think they're getting nervous. I mean, with all this censorship, I mean, who's afraid of who?
Right, absolutely.
I think they're running scared.
Yeah, the difficult thing, though, is like for people trying to find truth and maybe go to like a church, maybe for some type of fellowship, those are usually the number one places that they have utmost control over. Usually, if they're not 501(c) or some mega church, even individual or smaller churches, they usually have a good foot on the congregation, as you will, and they keep it pretty lock and key about what they talk about and what they don't talk about. And a lot of my experience has been that any conspiracy or anything mentioned that is not mainstream is just absolutely and automatically ridiculed. And if they actually did a little bit more research, they would see that God himself, through the Bible, King James specifically, mentions conspiracy more than 10 times. And it's there and repeated for a reason. So people to just, you know, clam up and shut you down because they don't want to hear what you're saying is really doing an injustice both to the truth and to God, because I believe he has raised prophets in these times, but that due to the hardness of heart of men and women, it's actually being limited to who is actually having eyes to see and ears to hear.
So you believe that under the 501(c) tax exempt code, they're able to control the churches and the information?
I believe absolutely. Yeah, and there's still, you can find this video proof on YouTube, but if you type in FEMA director, there's actually a FEMA director that, I'm getting a little bit of feedback.
Is that better?
Yeah. There's a FEMA director that actually is talking with a pastor on how he is supposed to instruct and lead his congregation in times of martial law. And I think it's just kind of a footnote to see that the government has its hands in the pockets of the church, and they're definitely keeping that under lock and key on how they want it to be carried out and led, if you will.
I see, and that seems very obvious to me, but most people don't see that. I know, Abby, you've tried to go to certain churches and you've tried to talk to different pastors, haven't you?
Yeah, I went to the Bible study. Yeah, it was a Presbyterian church, and I created enemies probably within the first 15 minutes.
Imagine that. My life story.
I know. Yeah, I mean,
I was just at a gathering the other day with a lot of people, and I'm very outgoing, and people tend to like me, and I really made a lot of friends and stuff, but then I started talking about this kind of stuff, and I was just a horrible person. They called me a racist and all this terrible stuff. And, it's hard because you get, they shame you to death because they're just brainwashed. And, go ahead.
They didn't allow me. Before the Bible studies started, everyone had to take so many passages and read, and that's how we were going from the beginning of the Bible, and as we were, and I had gotten there when they were in the part, with dealing with Noah and the flood, and and every time you read your passage, somebody would make a remark, or you had to say what you thought about that. But every time it got to me, when I would read my line, they would just pass it, the Bible, back to the next person. I wasn't allowed to make my remarks anymore because they were getting really angry because they said that I was trying to change the Bible. And I says, no, you're changing the Bible. And, why did you say we should ask questions, but I'm not allowed to ask questions? Everyone's allowed to ask questions but me.
I know. Who's the crazy? I'm not the crazy person here. You are, you guys. I mean, I am living in reality. You're not.
Yeah,
but there's 40,000 words in the Bible that have been mistranscribed on purpose so that it makes it look like the Jews are God's chosen people, and they're not.
Yeah,
and everyone's always talking about, what about the good Jews, the nice ones? Well, Yahweh has his own rules. I didn't make them, and yeah. Jesus said he came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and that's it. And they've tried to say that all these other races can be grafted in. Well, that you can't be grafted into a tree if you're not the same tree, you're a different tree. And it's just absurd to think that all races came from one person. It's absolutely absurd. And they try to say that it's albinism. And that Noah had albinism. Well, that's a disease. And I don't think that he had a disease. That it destroys your eyes and it destroys your body. But Noah was made in the likeness of the angels, And all races did not come from black people, you know. And then we got the Black Hebrew Israelite group that I had been battling for 2 years. And they, you know, and they just believe they're the Israelites and,
hilarious. You know,
and we're the white devil and all this crap. And but yet they use the Star of David, Remphan, the blue blood star, hemamycin cell for their, what would you call it, their emblem or whatever. And it's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
They're a big reason why I got shut down on YouTube. I was getting thousands of subs, and just comment sections were going crazy and everything. But then the Black Hebrew Israelites started making videos about me, and they got all their friends to flag all my videos.
That was ridiculous. That was so lame, dude. The videos wouldn't be good. The figure, right?
Austin, did you have any run-ins with the Black Hebrew Israelites on your channel?
Yeah, I've ran into them before doing soul winning, and just their doctrine is completely flawed from the start. They teach hard Torah law to begin with. They teach Messianic law. And they believe they're justified by, in their own interpretation, following the 613 Mosaic Law. And the only people that are unsavable or unredeemable are the whites. They write us, so they first and foremost go to Revelation. They change how it's describing Jesus Christ. It's talking about how he has feet of bronze and everything. They make that to bronze is close to brown, and that's supposed to be black. And
I know.
The whites they say the whites are Esau, and we're the Edomites, and that we're the race of Satan, and that we're, you know, cursed from the land and cursed from the ground.
Austin, let me ask you something. If Jacob is white and Esau's white, then how do you get out of twins a black race and a white race? Does that make sense, or am I missing something?
No, I think it just comes down to jealousy and envy, and a lot of it is done to very terrible research, and just it's fueled by hatred. So I mean, that's really what helps it. Go along.
Huh. So, I know, like, in the Arco volume, it says Jesus had blonde, he had, like, sandy hair with blue eyes, you know. There's a lot of documents, like, from Julius Caesar, different documents that say Jesus was white.
Sure.
And they try to debunk those.
Oh yeah, the number one thing too is really hated on the internet, just I guess as it has been, but more so now than ever, is saying Jesus was a white man. Mainly from the Democratic left, but just in general. But a lot of it you're gonna get that he was some Middle Eastern immigrant speaking Hebrew that would be rejected and hated by the Republicans. And it's a political argument, but they're really just trying to use it to attack both the alt-right and, I believe, the Christian identity. I think that they have to keep Christians docile and basically kind of attached to their actual identity, so that gives them more reason and power to control them.
Fascinating. Well, you know, Christian identity, they've really made it into a monster. If you look it up on the internet, it'll just, you know, they're just going to tell you how.
Oh, absolutely.
Evil we are.
Yeah, truly, that's probably the biggest thing about Christianity that it has going for it, is that of all beliefs of the world, whether it's secular, philosophical, or religious, when you get down to the big boys on the block, you have your Buddhism, Islam, Hinduism, Atheism, agnosticism, and then when you get finally to Christianity, the most diverse, radicalized, and divided of all those beliefs is Christianity. Christianity has 55,000 denominations. Mm-hmm. Christianity has over 1,200 different versions of the Bible. And there's
what? No
belief on earth that is so radicalized and divided as Christianity.
Wow.
I didn't know that, Austin. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so, you know, I believe that's by design. You know, Judaism goes strictly by, there's various sects of it, but it's not as diverse as 55,000 different types. I mean, they got your Ashkenazi Jews, your Sephardi Jews, you got your Torah observant Jews, then you have your Talmud Jews, which in my mind aren't even considered or would be considered Jews because the at least the Torah is part of the Bible, whereas the Talmud is completely abstract from the Bible itself. And really, when you look at the Talmud and what it has to say, it's pretty heinous when it regards like sex relations with three-year-old girls and how it mentions and talks about Christ boiling in hot excrement in hell. I mean, it's pretty radical. So Judaism is a mix and match. But I mean, when you get to, you know, Hinduism, they got the Vedas. And when you get to Islam, they have the Quran. They don't have 1,200 different versions of it. They just usually have a secular specific version of it that they go by. So you can tell that in Christianity, they really wanted to make it as confusing, divided, and radicalized as possible, so that it wouldn't have the power that God, that we know, who is through the scriptures himself, would manifest through his creation.
Do you think it's possible that the Jews created all these religions in history? I mean, is it?
I believe so, and I believe this to be in part with Freemasonry. And Freemasonry is in of itself kind of like Judaism for Gentiles. It's based on a specific particular beliefs through Jewish background and Old Testament, but when you really look at it, all the teachings, when you worship other gods, getting to the grand light, you know, Masonry is in pursuit of light. You're always looking for more light, and these are the degrees. When you're progressing up the Masonic ladder of success, what you're finding is that when you're worshiping all these other deities and gods, they're actually all the other religions that are in the world. And the one deity and God you are actually forbidden to speak on is Jesus Christ, both in lodge and in practice. So it's very peculiar as to why that would be the case. But I can speak for North American Masonry and European Masonry that in the lodge, there is a pedestal in the center of the room. And on that pedestal is the King James Bible. Now, of course, theirs has a square and compass on it and a few other Masonic footnotes in it, but they specifically go by the Bible, and it's even declared as furniture of the lodge. And if you look at another part of the Masonry, there's three great lights in Masonry, the square, the compass, and then the Bible. So they know its power, and they know specifically how they can use it to their advantage and to their gain, rather than how God himself would have it being carried out.
Fascinating. Well, so we've talked about how they've mistranscribed the Bible in their favor. So, do you believe that King James Version is legitimate? I mean, is it?
I believe so, and it's hard for people because it takes a leap of faith. But my research that I've gone through, I went through the Textus Receptus. I went through the there's a Bible that the Pilgrims used when they came to Pilgrim Rock, and it's actually it's the Geneva. 1599 was the Geneva. But so we know that during the time of the translations, we have Hebrew, Greek, and it's now to English. But going through Old Testament would be predominantly Hebrew, and then the New Testament would be predominantly Greek. And then up to the point where we are now as an English-speaking nation, English-speaking people, And English as itself, that language is the most dominant language on Earth. But that is up for grabs because that is changing, sadly. But as it is, I believe that English was the language that would be translated into and from. And that following back to 1611, when it came to be when King James had ordered the scholars, I believe it is the closest representation you can get to an exact finite English on the biblical manuscripts that were translated to the point. But now you have to involve secular atheism and your questionable intellectuals, because the biggest question is, well, the Bible we have now has been translated from men. So you have to take that into account, but that as it is, I believe that the 1611 has stood the test of time, because it wasn't until about the 80s did all these other mainstream translations come about. And those are your New International Version, the New King James Version, the North American Standard Version, the English Standard Version. And all of these versions are being more so pushed by Christianity today because they feel the King James is outdated. But if we know that God is the Ancient of Days from Daniel, then we would have to know that his word is from everlasting to everlasting. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, thus saith the Lord. So I have to believe that if he says something, it would uphold modern day, even if it was, you know, passed from the times of Genesis. So through my research, I believe it is the closest representation that you can get. And that's all, including all 66 books. Another thing that is happening right now that I know is taking foot in Christianity is that they believe that Jesus and all Old Testament is not to us, and that we should only be following the teachings of the Apostle Paul, who, by the way, was a converted Jew. So it's leading away from the teachings of Christ. They don't believe the Gospels are to us. And they actually inscribe and tell you that from Genesis to John, actually Acts 9, is to the Jews, and that only Romans to Philemon is to the modern body of Christ now, and then Hebrews to Revelation is again back to the Jews. But I don't believe that is how that's supposed to be. And they only use one verse to kind of prove this, and they use it kind of dimly. And that's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, when it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." But what's funny is because in the next chapter, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction and righteousness. So it even does declare that you can use the Bible to at your leisure, which I think a lot of people are keeping from believers, and that is gravely affecting them both spiritually and in their walk with the Lord.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Okay. The way I understand, why do they use the word Jew in the Bible as opposed to the word the tribe of Judah? Like, Jesus was not a Jew. He was from the tribe of Judah. This is what bothers me, and I think is what confuses people on understanding who the Israelites are. Those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. It should say those who are of the are Judahites and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
There's an interesting part about this when it goes to when you actually find when Jew is actually mentioned in the Bible, and that's not even until later, almost a good chunk of Old Testament is passed.
I think until the Book of Kings, it doesn't even mention him.
Yeah, and that's interesting because, I mean, we're already going through Moses and Aaron and leading the people of the Israelites out of Egypt and the Red Seas, and we're going through the lineage of the Jacob and Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Jacob became Israel. But that's very interesting because there's also a verse in Genesis that a lot of Jews will take out of context, and it's talking about God speaking to Abram before he was Abraham, saying, I will bless thee that bless you, and I will curse them that curse thee. And they make that into saying that if you curse the Jews, that God will be against you. But we have to know that Abram wasn't a Jew. So when you kind of see that, it's they change the scriptures to benefit them rather than letting people actually see that these individuals that are, you know, main characters in the Old Testament don't go by that title Jew until when you said a second or first king. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and you know, like I was talking earlier about the John chapter 8, when the Jews went to Jesus and said, well, we're, you know, we're the Israelites, we've never been in bondage. Well, that's a lie, but Jesus told them, you're lying because you were in bondage, because the Israelites were in bondage. And they claimed Abraham as their father, and Jesus said, no, your father is the devil. Now, what part of this is just don't people get? It's not a figure of speech, because in context, he's talking about Abraham as a father. So he's also talking about Satan as a father. And, you know, these Canaanites, these Edomites, Jesus was telling them, you don't even act like a Christian, like an Israelite. You don't even behave like an Israelite. You're murderers. You're liars. You do all this, you know, all these satanic things. Obviously, I'm really paraphrasing here, but, you know, Jesus was telling the Jews, you're not Israelites. So this word Jew really bothers me. You know, they're not. To me, they're Edomites, Canaanites, Hittites. And they want to have the bloodline back. They feel they were cheated. They feel like Jacob cheated Esau out of the birthright, and they want it back. And to me, this is the history of the world. They're of them trying to get back the, you know, to get back the bloodline. And I mean, they'll do anything as far as to kill God using CERN or whatever they're using. I mean, right now there's so much code in movies like Stranger Things and news stories about releasing the beast from the pit in these storms. Or the blackout that was going on in New York was 42. It was the 42nd anniversary from 1977, from the first blackout. Well, 42 months is when the beast. That's how long the beast gets, right? And just like in Stranger Things, they're letting the beast out of the pit using CERN, trying to puncture the veil. And it's getting crazy, you know. And they want to start Armageddon, and they want to get it going. And their goal is really to kill God. They really believe this. And become their own gods. You know, that's the whole idea of Freemasonry and all this stuff, is to become your own god. And to put the races back together, because the Jews believe, you know, that the Adam was both male, female. And I always talk about 9/11, the two towers becoming one, because the two twin towers, the twins, are Adam and Eve becoming one into one sex. Is that crazy?
No, the towers, what's unique about the twin towers is they stood for 33 years, and there's your 33. Yeah.
And Jesus died at 33.
Yeah, the highest degree in Scottish Rite Freemasonry. What's interesting about 33, though, too, is that when Donald Trump was 33, he actually wanted to buy the twin towers. So that again, and then also Hillary Clinton just so much lost 33,000 emails. 33 is the highest magic occult number that they will they love to put out. And
well, Austin, do you know that 33 is a sodomite number, and a 3 in front of a 3 is a symbol of a man behind a man?
Yeah, that's
and they
that's
love God, they eat. Love they love to make Jesus look like he's gay. Like, they love to do these two fingers that he holds up with the two sodomy fingers. They love to mock Jesus as being, you know, a sodomite.
Mm.
Crazy. Are you there, Angel?
Oh, I mean, no, Abby. I've just been up since 4:30 this morning, so don't mind me. I'm listening. I'm just really tired.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Well, I really appreciate you guys being here and doing this, because we really need to try to wake up as many people as we can. And I think the Father has us waking up those who are supposed to be, you know, he'll bring the people to us. We just have to do the work. We have to take a step and step out and put ourselves out there. And, you know, I mean,
endure, you know.
Yes. I know where you are, Abby. I know where you are is.
Hard.
They had the Jewish synagogue that was shot up and all that, and so it's taken over where you live. So, you know, like
you hear about it at least once a week. Yeah. Yeah, it's all about it here. You see it on bumper stickers and people wearing T-shirts, and it's just so disgusting. I have no words.
Yeah,
it's everywhere. It's on the news. And I think I mentioned there's someone that I was talking to, and, you know, they were just sitting there cordially listening. And I said, I'll tell you what, you will see, you know, and I told them, you know, this synagogue, you'll see it on the news probably at least once every week or every other week. And if you don't believe the things that
do you guys believe that really happened, or do you think it was a psyop?
Psyop.
Because they had a drill there. Someone was telling me there was something going on like a night or two prior.
Yeah.
Psyops. Go ahead, Austin.
I was just saying, I think all the mass shootings are a type of a psyop, from Sandy Hook to the Batman Aurora shooting. To the synagogue shooting. It was in San Diego. Just supposedly that synagogue, it was a synagogue for 33 years before the shooting happened. So I think if it's on the news and it's a shooting, it's actually quote unquote shooting the film rather than it actually it happening.
So Austin, you believe there was nobody, that no one's been shot, but you believe that it's just all a hoax, or do you yes. believe people were shot?
I believe it's a hoax for sure.
Yeah, me too. Okay. You know, Sandy Hook's an interesting whole thing. And I, you know, the symbol for Saturn, you know what that looks like, right? It has a hook on it. And so Saturn means time, you know, the time god. And sand is time. So Sandy Hook is Satan. It's just the time symbol.
Sandy Hook is actually in the Batman Rises movie. It's actually on the map that Commissioner Gordon is looking at. It says Sandy Hook on the map. And then that movie was when James Holmes supposedly went to the movie theater in Aurora in Colorado, where I live, and shot all those people. But then what's funny is Lil Wayne, the rapper, music producer, released a song a day before that happened called My Homies Still. And in that music video, there's actually 12 skeletons in a movie theater. The exact number that supposedly got shot at the Batman shooting.
Oh, wow. Wow. See? Oh, my God. These people are diabolical. I mean, it's all connected, you know. Sometime I want to do a podcast on all the symbolism, because I've figured out a lot of it.
Yeah, I was going to say before, Confucius was the one that said signs and symbols rule the world, not times or laws.
Right, right.
Signs and symbols and you know, everything, you know, like letters equate to numbers and symbols equate to, you know, break down into other things. It's just insane. There's so much more to that that I wish, you know, we were privy to. You know, there's
right.
I just feel there's just way more to it.
You know, my I have a friend who's like, Bella, you need to stay linear when you talk to people and have shows. You got to stay linear. And I'm really trying hard to not go off to beaten path and go crazy because I'm so good at that. So I'm trying to like stay simple and stick to the subjects that we're talking about. And so if I do go a little crazy and off the beam, well, you guys can just say, hey, Bella, get back on track.
Stay on the subject. I think it's just a desire to get people as much information as we can because time is of the essence and they gotta start seeing it from some angle, some direction.
Exactly. You know, I have a lot of friends lined up for old YouTube people, friends that have YouTube channels right now. And I mean like old YouTube friends, like I've been here forever, you know, from 2 years ago, but they're willing to, you know, share our information, help us. And, you know, we're starting from the bottom up, but, you know, look what happened with my last channel. We got the word out to a lot of people. And I don't want to keep you guys, you know, too long here. But I want to thank you very much for all the information that you guys have shared today, because it's just of the utmost importance that we wake up our people, and we just have to pray, you know, that Yahweh uses us to do his work and really get people aware of what's really going on in the world, you know, because it's, people are under a spell, like a spiritual spell. Wouldn't you agree, Austin? I mean,
yeah, my generation especially, there's just almost just a lack of will anymore. They make memes of our generation calling us the doomers, because that's just how depressed and like just disillusioned my generation is collectively at large.
Are you Generation X or yeah?
I'd be considered a millennial.
Oh, millennial. Okay. I'm Generation X. I'm not a boomer. I'm not going to be blamed for that because we hear all about the boomers.
Yeah. And, you know, that in itself is how they are using the generations to kind of divide and conquer right now. But it's crazy.
Well, you guys, I just want you to know that anytime you guys want to do a podcast with me or share information that you've come up with or anything, always welcome. You guys are just amazing, amazing people, and I just have so much respect for you. You guys just, I don't know, you inspire me. And Angel, I know how hard you work to try to tell people and how much persecution you get, and I just love you, man, for that, because you really are a great lady.
Wow.
Okay, so anybody else have any last things they want to say? Anything to add?
I would just say keep your eyes on the Area 51 PSYOP. They're definitely doing that to distract from something else.
Oh. Tell us about that really quick. What's going on?
So that came to be when, this latest sex scandal that's been in the media with Epstein and his pedo island generated a lot of attention really quickly. Kind of like Pizzagate, so I think that the government used this storm Area 51 as a psyop to kind of lead away and to distract from whatever else was supposed to be unveiled also. And that's supposed to kick off on the 20th of September this year.
Wow. Okay, so do you think that they're going to try to, you know, you hear a lot of these people talk about the fake alien invasion, do you think that has anything to do with what's going on, or is that...
The only thing I have to allude with that is that with the earthquakes that happened in California not too long ago, It's kind of going with the plot of the movie called Independence Day with Will Smith from 96. Mm-hmm. And it actually started by there was an earthquake in California. And then a bunch of people actually went to go storm, literally, Area 51. And then at the end of it, it actually alluded to a alien revealing. So very, very much so, there is a possibility of something blue beam or UFO or something government psyop orchestrated that could avail.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. Really? Okay, so... So we don't really believe in aliens, okay? We believe that they're fallen entities, demonic entities, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're...
I remember seeing something that I don't... Remember, I think I told you about it. It was like two, like, silvery things in broad daylight, way, like, above the clouds that were... going slow. One was following the other one. It was like I saw it go right above the house. Yeah, and I thought it was about.
Wait. Oh yeah, that is wild. I've seen some crazy stuff, and I'll get into that another time. Yeah.
I think it's a video of it, but it was like it had gone way too far, where I wasn't able. It was like because at that point it was like the trees were obstructing it. And because I was just mesmerized, I could not figure out what it was. I mean, they were two like that. Those, you know, cigar-shaped things.
Huh.
Yeah. And it was like, you could see, like, they were kind of, like, silvery. I don't know what that... Would that be demonic? Because it was
kind of like... You know, Abby, it's just hard to tell. It's just hard to tell these days because we don't know. They have cloaking capabilities, right, Austin? I mean, they have, like, abilities to cloak vehicles now.
Absolutely.
So when you see things, you know, you just don't know if it's demonic or you have to use your Yahweh Spidey sense.
Yeah. I sense it was something weird, just odd. Like, I don't know. I thought it felt like almost like something was spying. That's what came to my mind. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you got to listen to that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's your intuition talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... there's a lot. If you have the mind for it, you can see all the different codes that are going on with different, like Austin was talking about Independence Day or Stranger Things, and you know, like China Lake, and then there's an earthquake over in California by China Lake, and all this crazy stuff. You know, it's all connected, and you know, we'll get into more detail about that kind of stuff, you know, on another podcast. But for now, we just wanted to get, you know, set the baseline for our beliefs and what's going on and what we see, and try to get people to just, you know, accept that their reality is a lie and start, you know, relearning and reprogramming yourself to the truth, right? I mean, it's pretty much like reprogramming, wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you say?
Right. Yeah. What you, a lot of it is comes at that, the sacred cow. You got to let go of what you think you, you need. It's a shift in ego. A lot of it is, it's hard for people to believe that their entire life is a lie. But, you know, the faster you can come to terms with it is the better off you will be spiritually, for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree, Austin. I totally agree. All right. Well, you guys, I'm going to leave it at this and going to sign off. Yahweh bless all of you. We love you all, and we will all be back together soon with another podcast. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you.